Das waren sie, die Heinzelmännchen von Josef Helmersberger Junior.
That's Elves by Josef Helmersberger Jr. It's the first of three selections that place us in the world of fables. The next two are from the pen of Josef Strauss. First is a polka titled Nymphs. Daniel Barenboim and the Vienna Philharmonic, New Year's Day 2022.
Also wieder ins Reich der Mythologie mit der Nymphenpolka.
Nymphs by Josef Strauss. We close the official program with one of Josef's finest waltzes, Music of the Spheres. Daniel Barenboim conducts the Vienna Philharmonic on New Year's Day 2022.
Schlussstück nun also der Sphärenklänge-Walzer von Josef Strauss.
Thank you.
Sphärenklänge, Walzer, Opus 235 von
Music of the Spheres by Josef Strauss brings the Vienna Philharmonic's 2022 New Year's Concert to its official close. Flowers are being presented to conductor Daniel Barenboim as he completes his third New Year's Day concert with the Vienna Philharmonic. It's time for the encores here at Vienna's Musikverein. There are three traditional encores, and two are a must: the Blue Danube Waltz and the Radetzky March. But the first encore varies from year to year. This first encore was played during Willy Boskovsky's final New Year's concert in 1979. It's On the Hunt by Johann Strauss Jr. That 1979 concert was the first time a concert recording was released using a newfangled technology called pulse code modulation, which we now know as digital. The gunshots heard on that 1979 concert created a sensation when the LPs first came out. One can guess what kind of firepower we'll hear today. On the Hunt by Johann Strauss Jr. Daniel Barenboim leads the Vienna Philharmonic on New Year's Day 2022.
Eine Schnellpolka von Johann Strauss Sohn. Auf der Jagd, eine Polka schnell, Opus 373 von Johann Strauss Sohn.
On the Hunt by Johann Strauss Jr. Daniel Barenboim and the Vienna Philharmonic performing on New Year's Day 2022 at the Golden Hall of Vienna's Musikverein. Now it's time for the most popular waltz of all, On the Beautiful Blue Danube by Johann Strauss Jr. Many of you are familiar with the tradition of the audience interrupting the opening of the waltz, and then the conductor and the orchestra wishing everyone a Happy New Year. Without an audience last year, that little ceremony was limited to a New Year's greeting from the conductor. With the audience back at the Musikverein, let's see if the tradition is reinstated.
Denn auf dem Programm steht jetzt der Donauwalzer von Johann Strauss.
Thank you. Wiener Philharmoniker und ich wünschen Ihnen allen
Prosit!
Und wenn Sie mir erlauben, werde ich 2, 3 Sätze auf Englisch sagen, auch für unser ausländisches Publikum. It is very important that the Vienna Philharmonic plays this concert every year. But more important even today, because the world is in a very difficult situation, as we all know. And what you see today, what you see so many musicians becoming one community, a group of people who think similarly and feel the same. This, I think, should be the example. The COVID is not just a medical catastrophe. It is a human catastrophe. It is a catastrophe that tries to bring all of us away from each other. And I think we should all, if I may say so, we should all take the example of this wonderful and unique community, not only of great musicians, that we all know, but that they feel this communal way of dealing with this terrible virus. I think, for me in any case, it is a big, big inspiration to have been here today and to play this program with the Vienna Philharmonic for all of you over the world. Let's take this example of humanity and deal with it also in our daily life. Thank you very much.
Johann Strauss, Sohn an der schönen blauen Donau.
On the beautiful blue Danube by Johann Strauss Jr., leading the Vienna Philharmonic in his third New Year's Day concert at the Golden Hall of the Musikverein, is Daniel Barenboim. Now, the final encore, an annual tradition for decades, the Radetzky March by Johann Strauss Sr.
Wiener Musikverein, Eva Theimel wünscht Ihnen noch ein schönes neues Jahr.
The Vienna Philharmonic, under the direction of Daniel Barenboim, performing the Radetzky March by Johann Strauss Sr. It was the final encore for this 2022 New Year's concert from Vienna, performed at the Golden Hall of the Musikverein.
Aus dem Goldenen Saal des Musikvereins Wien hörten Sie das traditionelle Neujahrskonzert der Wiener Philharmoniker unter der Leitung von Daniel Barenboim. You have been listening to the traditional New Year's Day concert from the Golden Hall of the Vienna Musikverein, given by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Daniel Barenboim. We hope you have enjoyed today's concert. On behalf of Austrian Radio, we would like to say goodbye and to wish you a very happy New Year.
Our thanks to Maria Pacquiao Fauquier, Karsten Gersten, and to all the staff at the European Broadcasting Union and Austrian Radio. The producer for the American radio broadcast of New Year's Day from Vienna is Brian Bell. Production engineering is by Alex Druenskis, with additional engineering by Matt Leonard. The executive producer for NPR Music is Soraya Mohammed. To take us to the top of the hour, here's a sample from the fabulous New Year's Day concert of 1989. Carlos Kleiber leads the Vienna Philharmonic, Voices of Spring by Johann Strauss Jr. I'm Lisa Mullins in Boston. On behalf of all of us, Happy New Year.
The 2022 New Year's concert was proudly presented by Rolex.
Thank you to the annual members, monthly sustainers, and business sponsors who gave to WPR last year. Your support makes WPR a place where everyone has access to trustworthy news that keeps us informed, conversations that bring us together, and music and laughter that brighten the day. Happy New Year. And we look forward to serving you this year.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a service of the Wisconsin Educational Communications Board and the University of Wisconsin-Madison, with additional financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from listeners through the Wisconsin Public Radio Association.
You're listening to WGTD-HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, NPR News and Classical Music.